Look to where Rav Zeira said. He expects everyone to know where Rav Zeira said. So on the side, they tell you what it means. Baruch Hashem, off your bucket for Shas. Os Ches. Pirish Rav Zeira, who do yama, call a royal lebila, and bila my canvas bow. That's a familiar, should be familiar to you from Shas, a few places. You have a carbon mincha, and is too much flour, not enough oil, so you're unable to have a mincha belula b'shem v'nisko, that pasuk you know by heart, means mixed up. So if it's too much flour, not enough oil, it's not roy to have bilo or belila, as we call it, then it's no good. But if the ratio is okay, you could do belila, then belila is what's called a mitzvah l'chatchila, and it's not ma'akeh b'diyevet. Here too. If it's something which is it's protruding a little bit from the lulav, so you could take a little string and tie it around together. Then you don't have to. It's kosher if you didn't do it. But if it's thick like this and there's no way you can tie them together, then it's possible. That's what it says. Fine. That's what it says. Now, Rabosai, we should go back to the Gemara itself. Gemara. We saw the Gemara about Chorus that was just referred to in the Ran. But before we get to the Ran, there's always Rashi. What did Rashi say? Chorus, the second line on top. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Kosher, Shenasa Chorios, Shekein Derech Alulav, Olav Noshrim Bimosak Shomim, Vashedra Miskasha, Venasa Eitz. Now, what does it mean, Noshrim? Does it really mean Noshrim? What do you say? I asked you the Beis Yosef. It's not important what you and I say, it's important what he says. Let's read the Beis Yosef. Everyone has a tour? You have a tour? Yeah, I hope. Look on with someone who has a tour. Tough face, man. Hey. As you know, it's taking a long time. It's going to take us probably most of next week also to finish this siman. It's a long siman. You have to know what's going on in Hilchos Lulav. So, taking our time. We got to go slow. The Torah says in Siv Beis, Alam Shah B'ilan Acha Niftach Harbe V'Niskashe V'Nasek Eitz Puzzle. Okay? So the Beis Yosef says, he quotes Rashi, V'nirash Rabbeinu Mefarish, the very beginning of the siman, Tafresh Memeh. Toh the Pirush Rashi shall have noshim b'mosak shamim, lo noshim legarmi b'mokam chiburim b'ikarim kamar. That means it fell off. Shein darkle shalul b'kach, it didn't fall off. Elahein alomar, she'olim mispardim imenu. They split off from the main part, from the shedra. Dugmas bad hayotze min ha'anaf, a small branch that branches off the big branch. And they become more distant from the original spine. Doesn't mean notion they fell off completely. They're still attached at their bottom, in their root, to the spine. As the Ran said, if you try with your hands. Shekein hu derech alulav, u'mipnei she'einam mischabrim ba'orkom el ha'shedra. They do not; they're not close to the spine for their length, because they branch off to the side. Karelu noshim. So he's saying a very big chiddush. When Rashi says neshira, it doesn't really mean noshim. Doesn't mean noshim. Okay, let's take a look at Bosa in the Taz. We had a Taz yesterday. Now we're going to, we had, yesterday was Dalet and Zion, am I correct? Well, today is Beis. Yes?
I don't really understand how the lesson of like, those are falling off.
Doesn't mean what the Beis Yosef said it means. Right. You're right. Usually the shear means to fall off completely. That's what I would have said. But I guess the Beis Yosef feels that's obvious. That's pshita. It falls off. Must mean that it is become detached from the lula, with the exception of the very bottom where it's still rooted in the shedra and it branches off like this. It doesn't matter what you and I say, it matters more what he says. But we'll come. Let's see what others have to say. So if you open the Taz, Rabbi Bosai, here in Tafresh Bereisiv Cotton Base. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Base. Nifritzu olav fushi adaldalu mishedra shalulav ka'ali acharoyos Ramo the hainu she'enem olim in mashedra letluyin the mata posel. Where'd this come from? Look on the side, it says in the Magad Mishnah. So the Taz writes in Sifkot and Beis the lashon adaldalu perusha she'nisparkum yimokom she'em shochvim al hashedra. They're not totally detached. The leaf is going down instead of up. As long as it's going up, it's split apart. Kosher. Ad kan lashon. Haray. Which means they're not detached, but they're hanging down. Okay, because of the hainu, what do you mean the hainu? The Ramah said the hainu about the mechaber. He's not arguing with the mechaber, but rather that the word nidaldalu includes where it's still attached but falling down. End quote. Pirush. Shekol she'olav kluyos lamata afalpi she'olim alulav posel lechatchila. Avokol she'ein olav kluyos lamata al shekzas notam mitzdodin. Afilu mitzvah ben amuvcho lekakar. He's saying the mitzvah ben amuvcho just shouldn't be going in the downward direction. Alkein tamua mashakos li ramo besif aleph. She'ein olav prudos legamre. What did Ramah say? It's a fellow. The Chama Aleph writes, Lulav shenifredu olav zeh al meyal zeh v'lo nidadlu kal echaroyos kosher afilu lo agado. Why? We saw before. It's Roar Labila. Okay? Roar Labila. Says the Ramah, U'mikom go mitzvah min amufcha b'lulav she'ein olav prudos legamre. Now, says the Taz, the Vadalon is Gavin Amagid, the Mashika Safti, Vishalon Nisgar Hai Tevas, the Gamri, Shezocha Ramah. Let's go back and read the Magad Mishnah one more time. Mitzvah and Amufra, Lita Luluf, She'ain Olaf Prudos. What do you mean Prudos? The Taz explains Prudos, goes down. And he says, Shekol She'olaf Klios Lemato. Then it's posel lechatchila. If it's not facing down, right? Even though it's hard to understand what these words mean. She'olav tluyos lemat afisha ola im alulav posel lechatchila. Because it goes up, but it's also drooping down a little bit. Up and down like this. That's no good lechatchila. But what the Ramah said in Sif Aleph, you need ein olafudos to gamre, which is not poured at all. He says that's a mischaracterization of the Lahagos Maimonides Shita, of the Magad Mishnah Shita, rather. He never said that. That's the critique of the Taz against the Ramah. The Taz understood the Ramah means what's a mitzvah and a mufchar shouldn't be separated at all, should be going straight up. So that's not what the Magad Mishnah said. The only problem is what's called drooping down, right? Pluyos lamata, it droops a bit. If it doesn't droop a bit, even though it's separate a bit, it's even good lechatchila. That's the kasha that the Taz has against the Ramah. Okay. Good kasha. Interesting. If you open the Mishnah Berurah, see how he explains this. Sifkot and Gimel. Okay. Sheinala prudos legamri gimel. Hataz hela shemash hichmer rav magid the mitzvah and mufchar udafka hechesh a kolol of tluyas lemata rak sholim aluluf brackets v'nifritzu olav shapostul kagon shenitlishu olav legamri men aluluf, right? O shetluyas lemata v'gamen olim aluluf, they're going straight down. O shenidal v'mamakam chiburim b'shedra v'dayan murim b'mixas, the third case where they're literally hanging by a thread. Okay. Avo, kol she'ein olav t'luyos ela she'ktas notel l'tzdodin, afil mitzvah and amuf ha'enkan, period. Omno, v'mam mordechai v'chuyach v'fak b'gol d'vriyataz, v'datam k'stima saramo, to the mitzvah and amuf ha'yesh lizor, shol nito l'chadchil l'ulav, af elam kein, shokvin olav zeh al zeh v'lo l'tzdodin. The leaves are literally lying on one another, obviously in an upward direction. Take a look in the Sharat. See it. Sivkotin Dalit. Sivkotin Dalit. Quotes in the Har Shalom. Quotes the Taz. Quotes. Avaloshin amagad mishna muchach. Tafilu ha'olim olim imalulav lemalo. Elish nifrodim me'ashedra. Hikim b'shemitzman amufkar. Tafashkosav ha'taz shalhikbid. Hamagad mishna olim tluyos lemat levolo lemalo. Dati Perusha. Tied to the Sasha. That's what I asked you before. Is he going up or going down? So I thought the answer is drooping. It goes up and droops a little bit down. That's why I understood. I mean, we understand that my kasha is not my own kasha. It's kind of the Sharatzi quotes that kasha. Either up or down, can't be both. Okay. But now, Rabbi Osai, we go back to our favorite for a moment, the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. And he, what he says about this, he's all over it. Here's a page, Chof Tes, this beautiful sefer. And he quotes some earlier sources, much earlier sources. He quotes the Ritz Gaius. That's already a long, long time ago. Hevi Yodim ki ale lulav devukim zebazel kfusim. V'afal pikein minikol yisrael shebevakshim lulav kofas v'omen me'elav shlonifritzu olav v'omdin. You see, Klar against the Taz, apparently there's a Sefer. Do we have a Ritz Gaius downstairs, Miss Manish? If you do, bring it to me. There's a Sefer called the Shari Simcha on the bottom, and he says, you see from the Ritz Gaius, that the Ramah is correct, and that the Taz is incorrect. Is incorrect. Okay? Then he goes further. U'mikoloshin ha'poskin mashma, d'lezeh mahani. Afim yagdenu milamala k'Rabbi Yehuda shezeh chesaron acher the mitzvah min amufcha bin alulav shein olav prudos elash olan shok vazeh alzeh, and the Ritz Gaius is the same thing. He says that such a lulav that olav prudos anat l'chatchila, even if you will be ma'agid it, you will tie it together on top artificially. No, it's still not. Okay, we'll see soon this idea of tying together. I mean, the Gemara speaks about it on the Aflamet Beis. We should see the Gemara already first before we go any further. What did the Gemara say over here? Rabosai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Halfway down the daf. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in the Mishnah Daf Chav Tesamid Beis says, Nifr to all of Posel, Nifr to all of Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Omer Yegagdenu Milamala. Rashi. Im nifridu olav yagdem shi olin mashedra kasher lulavin. In other words, that means maybe he means even nifridu is a problem. Let's yagdenim elamala. Take a look at the Gemara. Alamid beizam and aleph. Tanya b'yudo omer mishim rabbi tarfam says kapos tamorim kofos im haya parud yichfitenu. If the leaves start separating, you tie it up. You tie it up. Etc. Well, let's read a little bit more. Ema charusa, what does that mean? Rashi charusa anaf hadekel mishen is kashesh they shonim v'sholosh v'yotzim olulavim harbe shenoshu aleihem and is kashu gamheim v'nasu eitz zepona lekan depona lekan kaanfei shari'lonos. Like a branch, small branches. That's what we have to take on Sukkos. Pinan kofos veleka. Rashi. Shemaya porud yichvitenu. Reza porud veinata yochol lechfoso. Shiu anofim paprudim kan nechposim mismachim. Eitzel aviyem. Shem mechuborim bol vishakoshenei. Fine. Another word. Ve'ema ufta. Right, Rashi. Ashtila. Meikar adekel shu cholak vein onof yotzim imenu lekan lekan. And the chokofas emenu, it's really the original bridge. Well, it says no. Mes kofas michlal the ika porud v'hai kofas vi omed liolam. What that means? Rash porud mitchila vata kofso. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, just want to what Rabbi Yehuda said, and we're going to come back to it a little bit later. Let's first go into the Hagos Oshi Rebosai and Simon Hey. The Rosh Simonei is a Hagos Ashri. Let's see what he says. Nifritzu olam mishteraso ve'ena mechuborn ele de aguda posel av le mechuborn men b'shedra ele shalom malim nifradim lekana lekan yagdenu milamala shiu olav olam min ha'shedra v'kosher im ha'shedra should be v'kosher. Okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? Let's take a look in the Bach. Give you tour, please. Open to the Bach at the beginning of the Siman. Tov Reish Mem Hei. See what the Bach says. Let's read together the whole Bach from the beginning. Very beginning of Tarman, the beginning. Mishnah Sham, Rabbi Yehuda. Yaduah Dalach Ketana Kama. Hilkach Afilu Lo Agodol Kosher. Umi Kol Mekom Nira. Adkan Lo Pli Elim Kosher Belo Agodol. V'tam V'tana Kama D'Afal Gav D'Darshina Kofus D'Bina Kofus Lo D'Bina Kofus Mamish Rabbi Yehuda. Elikema D'Roi L'Kfisa Shuneskasha Kate. And Kfisa Makevas Moshe Kosov Aran. That was the first thing we said in the Shia today. Was that Aran? Fine. Aval Lechatchila, Dibre Akol, Mitzvah La'agdo, Shem Dibinan, Mitzvah Mehuderes, Tuchsiv, V'an Ve'yu, V'achim Masha Bagos, Oshri, Shekosav, P'nifun Diagdenu L'mala, U'pshita L'hoysa Kavanos, Livso Kav Yehuda, Aval Lechatchila Kamar, Shiagdenu L'dibre Akol, V'achim Kosak, Adada B'gum Mordaf Laman Aleph, Me'kora, Rabbi Yehuda, the apostle, the Haidim Hashem, the Binan Hodor, Uve Nifredu Leka Hodor, Uve Meir Latorok Lefarish, the Tana Kama, the Rach, the Haidim Hashem, the Sfirle, the Afa Gavik Shedenu, Ika Hodor Tvei, Mikomako Meachat, the Nifredu Lo Shiagdenu, Nami Ika Hodor, and the apostle, Avavare Lechatchila, Ika Hodor Tvei, Shiagdenu, it's here at Namaral, the Klamaskono, Nami, the Tam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishem, the Binan Kovas Mamish, Mikomako, the Tana Kama, Vaday mitzvah liyagol lechatchila mishum debinan mitzvah muderes. So the Gemara of Laman Aleph, you know, it's not the maskana, teaches us that there is a hidur if it is in fact tied together. Look on the prisha, Rabbosai Sifkot Aleph. Same page on the bottom. Pluk the Rabbi Yehuda v'rachachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said tzorach lechachamim said no. Mashma the gam b'chachamim sfirlu the odiv tfei liyagol. Maybe that we had yesterday's shiur. Koshim is koshim with the yevim. Can koshim the maril to lohoya lulavo pasuach ki im tefach. There's only a tefach open. V'chein mucha lekamon simetar sad to koshim rabenu boshana rabba yesh noagin lefoscha midachsiv kapas choser vav. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll come back to that soon. Now, the Ritz Gaius sounds like he wants a pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, based on kafus with a vav. He says, 6 days. Vav is six. The seventh day is different. It sounds to us like something chassidus shemaisa. No? Look in the Mordechai, Tov Shin Nun Aleph. Open it up, you'll see. It's long before Chassidim. Give a look. We think, you know, Hoshana Rabbah by seems like a Yom Kippur. But by Misnagdim, it's like Chol HaMoed. That's what it is. You'll see, no? Not so simple. Not so simple. Tov Shin Nun Aleph in the Mordechai. Look what it says. Kapas Tomorrow. Choser Rav Yo. Shamati Kapas Choser Vov. Shund B'Shish Yomim. Kosher. V'doma Lekaf Achas. Uv'yom Ashri Matirin also. Shana Rabba, you untie it. Can you believe it? And guess what? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Yes. We'll see the tour first, because it's slightly different language in the tour of Shulchan Aruch. The tour, Tov Reish Samach Dalek, it's also on the Mar Makomos. What does it say? Yesh b'yesh noagin, sama noag, lahatir bo agdo shalulav, v'smachadav v'chsiv kapos choser, vav pirish, vav yomim yakofus, v'lo yoser. This is quoted from the Mordechai. The Lashna uses this, yesh noagin, some noagin. You look at Shulchan Aruch at Mishnah Berurah, not just some. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Reish Samach Dalet. Look what it says. Tov Reish Samach Dalet. Okay. And the Sif Aleph. V'noagin. Not Yesh Noagin. V'noagin. Lahatim O'aguda Shalulov. Kacha. I have a question to ask you. Has anyone in this room ever seen this in his life? You saw it? People take off the... Wow. I never saw it in my life. Okay. Obviously, we have people who saw it because it says, no again. The tourist says, yes, no again. Okay, so that's a compromise. You saw it, I never saw it. No one else ever saw it. Okay? Yes, no again. This is not just a Hasidic Shemaisa.
Should we be knowing?
No. Explains the Bach. He went tough for Ishtam of Dalit. There's a rhyme and reason for everything. Look what the Bach says. Tells you why. Tov Reish Samach Dalet. There's a reason for the minhag. I guess if people in shul do it, you should do it too. But where I came from, I never saw it in my life. Okay? The Bach says, explains why. Hatam Shem Dinehanua Hu Latzer Hatlolim Aroyim Baruchas Aros. Remember that Gemara Lama Zayin Beis? We saw it already. Ukshe Soser Agudo Minanea Bo Yoser. When you untie it, you can shake it better. V'kevan she'achshav u'gmar achasima l'mayim matirid agudo k'del enanea bo heter. We're going to shake it better. Exactly. What agudo are we taking off? Which you'll see soon, there's more than one aguda. Let's take a look. We'll see what it means. Slowly. Take a look at the Mordechai, Tov Shin Mem Tes. When we learned Eged, Lulav Tzorach Eged, we were discussing one thing, tying the Hadassim and the Arabis together with the Lulav. But we're discussing today a different concept completely, tying the Lulav to itself, a totally different thing. This, of course, I think you all have seen, that people put rings around the lulav. Am I correct? This everyone's seen. How many rings do you put on the lulav?
Three.
And what about the egged proper? How do we do our egged these days? What do we use?
Chinese finger trap.
Those, we call Chinese?
Finger trap. Like the
Chinese finger trap? They call it a koshigal. It's a Yiddish word. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that from the Guru Balecha. But that's what everyone uses, except for the briskers. We'll see soon what they do. Okay, slow. But let's first see Tov Shin Mem Tes in the Mordechai. Look what it says. Should be at the right place. How many rings did they tie? Ruam Simen?
No, Toshin.
Where am I? Where I can't find it?
Yeah.
I'm just not following what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
I understand that. Oh, here it is. Thank you. The second line. Vana nagina litol arava kaminyan lulav. Woo! 68 aravas they had. Lulav gematria. Have you seen anybody in your life with more than two aravas ever? I've never seen it. More than three adasin? Chassidim, rebbes. We'll see about that's about Tosaf sugya. We'll get to that. That's the next sugya. Next week, end of the week, hope to start that sugya. We're going slowly. I told you, have to go slowly. Here's the line I was looking for. Vana nehegina litel ushlosha ksharim keneged shlosha avos. So 68 plus 3 is 71, Minas Sanhedrin. I'm not just in the gematria of 71 or 68. But I'm most interested in is 3 keneged avos. And this is found in Shulchan Aruch. Open to the big Shulchan Aruch, if you wish. Tuf Resh Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. We got to start there. Tuf Resh Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. This, I think everybody does. I think. Because these rings are made from the lulav itself, right? Everyone knows that's part of the course. De rigueur. Okay? Tuf Resh Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Beferish, very end. V'yeshakosvush nasos belulav shlosh ksharim v'chenogin. Says the Taz, ein lezamochem in Agamara. The Af Rabbi Yehuda the sfiro leisukolam v'rov lulav tzorach eged. No, hainu agimel minim biyachad. Rabbanon sfiro lehud ein tzorach leogdem biyachad alem mikoach noi. Shenema zekeli v'anveu. Aval aksharim shebelulav atzmo ein mezeh shum mitzvah. Ella the Mordechai quotes, they did kaf was vav, vav yomim kosher, dom al kaf echad, yom azayim atirin also, tamuli, totzorach lekaskeis ha'olin, v'kesher zeh ma'agev ha'kiskus, alkein, tzorach lasos pe'inyin, shiyuchel lekaskeis heitev. So the rings have to be further down, so there's still room on top to make a nice shake and rattle. The Hainu Masha Kesher called Gimel Mina Biachad Mishum Hanoi Hu Nechshav Liyachad. Oh, that's on the bottom. We have a Kushikul. They used to have a presumably a real knot. We'll get to that. V'yasa L'mala Od Shnayim Imev Shalom. What do you mean Imev Shalom? Imev Shalom to put two more rings there and still not interfere with the Kiskus. So Yaakov, when he saw they took away on Hashanah Rabbah, what did they take away? The inner rings or the outer rings? Inner ones. So I stand corrected. I never saw that either, but whoever did it, how can you can't fault him? Beforeish and Shulchan Aruch that way. It says no again. Torah says yesh no again. Mr. Brewer is silent. Doesn't say a word. Maybe we should do it. I don't know. Time to think about it until it's Shana Rabbah. Take off the inner rings. I'll think I'm crazy. Where'd you get this? Where'd this come from? Look at Mr. Brewer, Rabbi Osai. Tov Reish Nun Aleph Sifkot Yud Aleph. See what he says. Gimel Ksharim, can a Gimel of us? Venira, Tak Ksharim Shal Mato Dahayno Masha Kosher Kola Gimel Mina Biyachad Mishum Noi Hu Nechshav Liyechon V'yasa Lemala Od Shnayim Mefshalo Taz, we saw it. V'li Rabba Mashmal Gimel Ksharim Lulavatzma Levada Kesher Adal Shogar Agimel Mina Biyachad. I think that's what we do, right? We have three, aside from the tying the 3 minutes together. Kamlo Negad Ele Echad Eged Achas Kosher. Very difficult line. Very difficult line. Who says so? Shalom Batem Mem Mem. Who's the Mem Mem? Who? No. Who is it? Mem Mem? Mate Moshe. I have the fancy Mr. Brewer tells you who it is, tells you the Simon number. I was at a Sforum sale last night. I happened to see Mata Moshe. They opened it up. My version says Tuf Tuf Mem Zion, it's really Tuf Tuf Mem Vav. And it just says it. the language is very difficult. What do you mean kosher? It's kosher without all three of them. It's kosher. What does that mean? I looked it up in the Matan Moshe itself. I couldn't figure out. You can take a peek if you will. Matan Moshe, it's there. I think probably making it downstairs also, but it's in the Sfarim sale. I don't know. Kosva Kronim, the Tzorach Lasus Binyan Shiocha Lekaskes Hetev Ad Ha'olim V'akochach or V'alkein Tzorach Lios Tefach Lemala Pasuach V'lo Mekushar. You have to have one Tefach open. One Tefach of what? One Tefach of what? I don't know. We saw the Maril is the one. We saw the Prisha. Only a Tefach was left open. That was what we saw. I think we leave much more than a Tefach. The Mishpatel Zov on the Prima Gonim Aleph. Vakesher Elyon Shibululov. Al Kol Ponim Yotze Lulav Tefach Lamala Shia Nenua. As we saw before, Tofresh Nun Sif Aleph. That's a shear nianua. That comes from the whole discussion in the Gemara that the Eluv has to be four tefach and one tefach more than the Hadassim and the Aravis. Okay? Ayin Eli Rabba. Okay? Pesuach tefach. What's Pesuach tefach? What does that mean? Get an impression from the Mishpat Zov that you need a tefach of the Shedra above the highest ring around the lulav. Why? Because he references Tofresh Nun Sif Aleph. What does it say in Tofresh Nun Sif Aleph? What does it say? Take a look. Kedei Shia Shedro Shalulav Yotzim and Ahadas Tefach. So if the Mishpat Zov references Tofresh Nun Aleph when he's discussing Tofresh Nun Aleph, means that the Shedra. Wow. Does it sound that way? It didn't sound that way from the Mishnah Berurah. Or the Maril, or the Taz, sounded from them, it's enough that the leaves to the top go a tefach above the highest ring. But the Mishpat Zov sounds like they need the Shedra. It's not my comment. Hilchos Chabachad makes that comment the way I understood it properly. Fine. Now Rabbi Yehuda requires, we saw in the Mishnah, there has to be rings. At the time, yeah.
So Rabbi, which been cautious for the spring of God,
I don't think the man gets to do that way.
Yeah.
I don't think so. We saw the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you have to be ma'agid. What case are we talking about? So, I bought a Me'iri today. Me'iri? Yeah.
The lesson of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is Yagdena Milamala.
Right.
Shouldn't that be Mashma? We don't really care about the Kiskos. If you're dying it.
Ah. What I think he means is, as opposed to the mata, if you're Yagdenim and Lamala, no, you still have to leave time enough room for Kiskus. But if you're Magid Lamala, Memela Lamata will be ugly, because you know, it spreads out. So if you're tying on top, and Memela, the whole thing is going to be even the bottom. That's why I understood the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. But in what case is Rabbi Yehuda discussing? When does Rabbi Yehuda require Yagdenim and Lamala? How do you understand Rabbi Yehuda? What was Abuda going on, Rabbi Osai? What were the words just before Abuda Omer? What did it say? Nifrdu alav kasher, Abuda Omer, Yagdenim elamala. So in what case? Nifrdu alav. That's what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says, I've got to find it for you. Makes the most sense, no? Here we go. Okay. One second, it was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benifridu, She'ein Makshirin also Elach She'adenim Alamala, V'chab Mashavein Halok Edvarav. That's the Miri, it makes the most sense. Open the Pirush Mishnah as the Rambam. You all have that. Pirush Mishnah as the Rambam. Look what he says. Okay. The Nifra Du'olam is halfway down. There's no pages here. It's column 1, halfway down the first Mishnah. The Nifra Du'olam, Usha Yifra Du'olam, Ktsasa Miktsasa. He gives a picture. V'das Reb Yehuda, ki kol lulav sarech shiag yagdu also v'shi yiskapsu olav kibbutz chaza. Not only Nifra Du, every lulav. Well, that's our bidding, right? We do lechatchila, we put rings in every lulav. It don't matter how thick it is together, we still put rings. Maybe we follow the Rambam in that sense. Okay. Now, Rabosai, the Tur writes, take a look, please, in the Tur one more time. You've seen this lashon many times already. The Rambam already has it. The Tur quotes it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. But let's spend a little more time in analyzing it. Sif Aleph. Derech halulog sheyotzim in adekal yotze kulo eitz echad kecheitz. Uliacha shegadol mat niftach mat kol mashim mosif ligadol niftach in olav yoser. Fine. Vimsho bilan ashe niftach v'nispadu olav kosher afil lo yagdenu, as we saw. Says the Drisha. Watch. Drisha says, watch. Kotar of a magad b'shem agonim. The mitzvah and amuf chalikach lulu v'shein olav pruda. So the Chorah Mashem is there. The Mashem Kotar of a tur. Quote. Terech alulu k'shiyotze me'adekal yotze kula k'eitz echel k'cheitz l'acha shagodav and niftach ma'ak tafil l'okach kofas tomorrow be'odo. Oh, tafil l'okach kapas tomorrow be'odo. Says be'eitz. What should it say? K'cheitz. Double typo. They got three letters, they got two of them wrong. Yeah, someone expression Noyach with Zib and Grizen. He makes the word Noyach with seven mistakes. That's it. So competing with that. You have two mistakes and three letters, okay? Yeah. Beli. Hold on. Beli cholik olav, klal me hashedra, kosher. You know, it's mamish one piece of. Totally connected. Avalena Mukhra. The Nira de la Mikri Lulav below all in. Kimoshakot of Achakach, Derech Alulav, the Akashiote, Ola, etc., etc. It says Prudos, Shenifra de Ola, Achenechlak Tasemizeh. But it has to have opened up a little bit. If it's just one little stick, a stick, he says, he doesn't think would be kosher. So writes the Drisha. Says the Prima Garden, take a look at Prima Garden, Rabosai, Eshel Avrom, Sifkot and Ches. Tofresh Mem Hei, Eshel Avrom, Sifkot and Ches. This is a summary. Ayin Prisha, it means Drisha, same author. Mashma de eno yotze de chovaso belokach biodo kulo kechetz shein olav nirin klal v'shal zenik lulav shemelav lev umananeabo. And he quoted it before, so he quotes this lalocha lemaisa. Wow. So you get an impression from the way the Prima Gonim quoted it, as long as you can see the leaves, it's okay, even though they're not split. There's a fascinating expression that people use. We're coming up, you know, this Mevorachim HaChodesh Adar is coming up. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about the Chumash part. This is Shabbos Shkolim. Vatiga Barosh HaSharvit. What's a Sharvit mean? A scepter, right? That's how they translate all the English translation. A scepter. It's an expression, but a lulav that's really tight. They call it a Sharvit. And some people love it. But I got worried a little bit. It doesn't really shake much. So they have to start breaking it up to shake a little bit. They're all panicked about Nechakatiyomas. So something like Kneplach to avoid Nechakatiyomas, something like a Sharvit to avoid Nechakatiyomas. Either way, if you don't break it up a little bit on the side, there's no kiskus. And that's going to be a potential problem, as we saw. So a Sharbet is kosher despite this drisha because of the prima donna's understanding. Even the Sharbet, the leaves are clearly discernible. It's not like one big green thing. You see little splits. It's just that it's together. Oh. Narabosa, we started today with a run. Let's go back to the run. Page Yudalim at Beis Olamites. Back to the run. You may remember Machlokas, what the words mean. Nifritzu Olav. What do the words mean? Take a look at Bosai in the Ran. Nifritzu. Nifritzu Olav. Pirush Rashi. Rif. Shenitlu Olav Mimokam Chiburon. Veshedra. Detached. V'lo Mechuver. Why not? Tegabe Hadas. Tekatani Be Nifritzu Olav. Leka Lefushay Be Hachi. When it comes to Hadas, Nifritzu cannot mean that. Shenitku Olav Min Ha'etz. Miyad He Noshrin. If a leaf falls off Hadas, the rope's not going to hold it. It's going to fall down to the floor. The Ode. We don't mean a big Gemara. Amar Papa Nifritzu David Kechufya. The paragraph goes up on the common side of Amar Kechufya. Hadin Kshaolin Nechlekul Nishnayim. Tamin Hosam. Hai Man the Gozalu Lava. For of the Hutzi Koni. It's Kenny Machinery. Klomash Nitekes Olam Imenu. Kona Gezel Kona. God laws of dinu khufya kani hana shkhilik asa hutzi da hayno alam shnay ve shalosh af mish doch ram banzal God the love of af the hutzi hana shkhilik alul de shnay be shed raso ve hutzi ve af the khuf hana sh God al khati lul ve nata kai alam imenu ein de mash nu se vash shver le fikhakh neg mash be arrive the difference of all of hana sh nakhliku ve alam de shnay in the arkan Kiderech she'os in the umnim lasses mem kupos ve'ol in nikron hutzi she'mechalken os in the orkan nikru chufya. He quotes Yerushalmi. Nifritzu olav nasa kemisha nechol atiyomes. Ama dekshem she'cholak atiyomes hu b'mokam ha'metuyam. Kach nifritzu olav she'necholak b'mokam rochvan achas l'shnayim li'orkan. Split. Ilu pir shirashi v'rif, it fell down. So the question now becomes, if Rashi is wrong, what's the din in Rashi's case? V'dinam lahuskam fishu poshut shekol shenitak, I should say, what's hey? Shenitku mimokam chiburon posul abish on the mayday egg. Of course, it's ridiculous. If it fell off, who cares? You tied it up with a knot. Well, miyudavka berov olim, aber miyutan mashma the kosher. Do it with the arava. The comes to arava, it says beferish. If nashu, that's a mishnah rabbi site, but not learning arava. Arava is the last. We haven't started hadasim yet. Well, esrog is maybe beyond the horizon. We haven't even started hadasim. Kol v'chol aravas. It says beferish in the mishnah lamed gimel lamed beis that it says. Nashu miktas olea is ksheir. Nashu nifritzu olea is posel. Nashu miktas olea is ksheir. Okay? So you see over there that when it comes to arava, presumably miktas means a minority is kosher. So too by lulav, says the ran. Okay? Umiudavka b'sheshedro shel lulav mechusa b'olim. If the minority of the leaves fall off, it's kosher when if the spine is covered with leaves. Holavachi posel, afil b'miyutan, kide paslinan tzine harabarzal amedbezim ben aleph, kol shen rosho shelzeh magil et tzadik roshelzeh. Okay. Very good. That's tzine harabarzal lamedbezim ben aleph. Have you seen that Gemara yet? The last lines. Tanana Meyochi, right? Last five lines. It says in the Mishnah, Tzinei Arabazel Ksheir. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabosai. Rashi says, the last Rashi. Tzinei Arabazel. Ulovin Shalahena Olin Muotin Bishedra Meruchokim Zalamala Mizeharbe Vochik Tanamei Lorokon Upovim Shem Emagir Roshal Shalolazeh Likoro Shalzeh. The top of one leaf won't even get to the bottom of the next leaf, says the Gemara. Oh, Rabbi, Lo shana she rosh hashodah magil tzir ikra shazet. Aval ein rosh hashodah magil tzir ikra shazet. Posol. Tanin ami yachi tzir ikra psula. I have a natan kshera. Shana gabay shami no. So, that's what it says. This is an important din of tzinei har ha barzel. Fine. All this Rambam says is good. It's wonderful. 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 Good. Now, a little bit more. Rabosai, this idea of the Ran is part of his, he keeps comparing the various minim one to the other. Where did he get that? Where did that come from? If we read the next paragraph. The next paragraph is sort of a sheer klali in the Ran. Okay? Let's read together. Upsulza Gamkin Shinifritu all in the Fiersh arrives out, came into Toli, Beol and Mashmad the in apostle at Shinifritu Ro Ruba. For Rov Kalala Viola. Tosefta. Or Shinifritu Ro Volan. The Khain Bidin. Tlogora mi noshu mixes ola. Shukoshim derova. Noshu mixes ola kshera. Oh, I just showed you that mission. Vinira. Taminin halalu shav mipsulon. Kidekatani bikulu nikdam ro show nifritu all of apostle. All three had the same expression. Ella, Shemosa b'chol amin hapsula miyuchad bo. Could go. Well, Esther is totally different. Chazozis v'nitlokitmosov v'nikav chosva kolshu. But yes, v'anovim ruvim me'ola b'hadas v'tzavtzafa b'arava holavachi. Sorry for those three which are designated for the 3 minute. Koman d'koshim b'chad koshim idach ad apostle b'hedya. Umishim dineshiras olin shchiach ba'arava tvei tanila ba'arava who adin belulav. If the leaves fall off, it's no good. That's what he said. It's pshita. Even though it's not pshat in the Gemara of Nifritzu, because Rashi pshat shver, it's pshita. Kamosha shaninu ba shakamusha kshera. If it's moist, it's not very, very beautifully wet, but it's not dry either. It's kosher by the arava. Why? Who adin the sharminin kidetani laman aleph. For kula and kamush and kshera, for tano also be mishnah by rabba from nay, shemotzim by yoser, hilchach mashma, doin on the nashu mixes ali alulav shu kosher, the bahadas haynu time of the apostles a special unique din, should there be in a bay avos, you need 3 to make. Oh, we'll get to that later. Lefichach ein lilmod ba lezem me rabba, kamosh ein lilmod gamkin lulav mimenu for nashu mixes alav kosh nishu asher megula. Tahainu ufta, that's going to be a problem. If it's megula, it's a problem, a unique problem when it comes to lulav, which does not apply to the other minin. So writes the Ran. Now, Rabosai, take a look in the Ramah. I'd like you to first see it in the Big Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in the Ramah when he quotes this. Tof Reish Mem He. Watch. Tuf Resh Mem Hey. Sif Beis. What do I want to say? In Nifritzu v'neku l'matam and asheru the posel afilu ogdon. Once it's cut off, forget about it. V'cheinim niskashu olin ke'et v'en yichol in the chavin al asheru the posel. Again. V'chol zeh berov olin. Aval miut olav nasukach v'sharolin nishru v'adayin lulav nishru mechusin b'olin kosher. Right, that's what we just saw in the Ran. We just read it. Says the gross of cotton zayin v'adayin alulav dibalav achi afilu b'miutan posel. Even only a minority of the leaves fell off if you're not covering the spine as posel. K'moshe kosher b'tzini harabaza lo shana b'chule k'moshe b'chule v'ufta. That's the first grow. Second grow. Vadayan Alulav. The Vilna Gaon wrote comments. He wrote 2 comments apparently, 2 different stages, and they both found one after the other. Rotzaloma. Shir Halulav. What do you mean Adayan Halulav Nishamachusa? Shir Lulav. 4 Tvachim worth. 4 Tvachim worth. Right? And look at the Ran who said, Vechein Bahadas Binan Shiakol Shiro Ovos. We should really see it ourselves. Right? Let's take a look in the Ran. It's quoted over here, Yud Dalet Amud Beis. All right, that's in the old print. See if we can locate it ourselves, because the Gemara seems to be quoting the verbatim from the Ran. I'm not sure. He quotes Ran and Ritva. I'm not sure who he's quoting verbatim. Is it what we just saw now? Did we just see this line now? I don't remember this. Did we see it? I don't think we saw this line. We should have seen it. With V'chein Bahadas. Got Hadas. Side. These words here, maybe they're not. Maybe he's quoting from the Ritva. Says when he says Rashba, he means Ritva. Well, let's finish the Gemara, and we'll find the original. V'chein ba'adas means you call shiura avos v'mit nashu mikzas el olam puzzle she'ain shmo olav she'ain nikra avos v'chein adin belulav she'ain shmo olav nikra ufta, says the Gemara. V'kasul v'ain lumal be'elu me'arava. That we did see in the Ran. Okay? You can't learn from my rubber. So what impression do you understand from the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Osai? You need that the lulav be covered, correct? And so to my hadas, kol shiuro avos. Tirto, kol shiuro by the lulav. That must be all covered. You need to have pshuto 4 tfachim's worth covered. Yeah. Shear. That's a push-up shot. You take a look at the Vilna Gaon, Tof Resh Mem Vov, Sif Hei, Sif Kot Yud. That's what he says, talks about Hadas. Maybe he can make a comparison over here, so it's important to read what he said over there. The Mitzvah Be'ina and Kol Shear Orech Hadas She'ovos Ulikuva Berubo. Says the Gaon, Kemo Yud Benashu Mitzas on the Kasha Kemo Ba'arava Kemo Shekasa Betosefta Belulav Kemo Shekasafti Liel Simen Tafresh Mem Hei Siv Gimel Siv Katan Ches. What did we just see? Oh, we didn't see Ches. What did we see? We saw what? Zion. So. I don't know if you have time to read the whole Ches right now. So you get an impression, Rabbi Osai, from the Vilna Gaon, that you need, it should be completely mechusa. That's the impression which I understood it. But is that really true? Well, what do you say? Is it enough that maybe the majority is mechusa? We haven't, I feel so bad, you just worked so hard to put the screen up, you haven't even touched it yet. Let's touch it for the first time. Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Lulav Psulin Halalo Shebe'olin Shebe'yarna in Impulsin Melim Kenen Rov Olin Shelalulav Avlam Mir Olin Nasu Kach Verov Olin Nishu Mechuborin Beshedra Umechasin Es. It's the next word. Rov Hashedra, it's kosher. You always follow the Rov. The Vilna Gaon doesn't necessarily sound that way. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, Rabbi Osai. The Bir Halacha, right on the spot, right here. And the word Va'adayin. Right, on the Ramah. It says, Vadayin, Halula, Manisha, Mechusa, Balan Kosha. Ayin Biragra, Shekosav. What's a Loma Shir Halulav? Rashba and the Ran, we call that the Ritva. Shekosu, Vechain Bahadas. Biran Shir, Kol Shir Ovos. Vimnish Nashu Mikzas Ha'olin Puzzle. Shein Shmo Olav. Shein Nikra Ovos. V'chenadin v'lulav shen shmo'ala v'nikra ufsa k'mo shkosa b'gemara. Kanal. V'kosvu v'ein lima v'elim erava. Adchan l'shon of the grub. U'masha m'divri ha'grub b'pshitus d'inyoneinu k'ishenishar ha'shtera m'gula l'mamamash la'adas. U'lfizel ma'ad ha'paskinan l'kamamasim m'tarmav sifhei l'gabi ha'adas. The rak orech rov adas binan ovus li kuva, velo kulo shul di alfina me arova ke the pirish agrosha im kei ben yoneinu gam kei li kuva udafka rov orech shir hashedra binan li kuva she mechusa velo kulo ve gam das aran she kosa linyan hadas she posuk she noshu mixas ola hu rak das hayesh misha oma shevi bidira maskal mashkachas la ba'asa matzro avodas ha-ra'osha Ain okay, I in shop. Ela shasim shom shein royal lahokla bekach. Amad the mesafka le bazet. He's not sure in rubu or kulo. Uve rashim is ritva. Naflamid beis and beis. End of the maskal ton rabbanon. Noshu rov olav shom. Maybe gam came. Shita sarah. Oh, because of azeh the kain ikar. It's enough to have rov. Uve meila efshe the ain the hachmer gam came. But yonenu. Umasha Kosov Ramov Adina Lulov Nisha Mechusa Baldin Ratsaloma Rova Shedra Achakachma Satibishonoha Graz. We just saw it. Shakosov Gamkin, the Kisu, the Rova Shedra Bina. Vyevshar, the Tamagra Shindabinyanenu Kosov Stam Shedra Shalulov Mechusa Baldin Mashma the Bina Chekula Mechusa Vitsarach Ion Vikolze. He's pilpuling back and forth what the Gra held. So the Hilchos Chag B'Chag asked, what are you pilpuling about? The Gaon is Beferish. The first words in the Gra. The very first words in the Gra. Tof Reish Mem Hey. Siv Koton. Zion. The Balavachi Afila B'miyut and Puzzle. So why is the Bialacha going back and forth what the Gra held? He said Beferish. Right, the Beilach is not sure what the Gaon Shita was. Rova, right? Beferish. The best answer I have is that perhaps the Mishnah Berurah only had the second half of the Gra. See, we have two Vadayans. One is short, one is longer. Maybe the Beilach only had the second version of the Gra. That's why he didn't know, because the second version doesn't say Beferish. That's the best answer I can give to the Hilchos HaBechag's Kash. Fine. Now, it's interesting. We were looking in the Ran for the language of Kadas. It's not there. It's not there. It can't be found. That's why we couldn't find it. The Ritva said it. Well, now you all have. I'll show you the Ritva. You have to be careful when you study the text to see who says what. You know, people lump the Ran and the Ritva together. It's true. Much of what they say is the same, but not everything is identical. That's why we couldn't find the expression he was quoting. I guessed right. It was going to be only the Ritva. Yes, it's only the Ritva. It's not in the Ran. Kadas. Take a look on the Ritva, see what he says. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Nifrasu al apostle. Riff, cut off. It's wrong. Not like Nifridu. They're similar. Hadas, Nifritu, it can't play because it's going to fall on the front. It's almost rebellion from the Ran, right? You understand? These two have. Obviously, he copied large chunks from the safe. Maybe at a different girsa. Nifritu. Kloma, Shenoshu. And there's some Nuschos. But it's wrong. Hanochen, as I explained. Let me ask you, what do you explain? Kiriparishna. What did he explain? I don't understand what this word means. Could the parishnam, as I explained? If you're going to tell me pshat, I give you a prize. He didn't explain anything yet. Maybe it means could the afarish, huh? But Ravid Pirish, the difference of all of Hainish and Nechtiku all in Viniskul the Orkan, Shadera Chokon, as the Gimel Dalkos, the Sikhos Kupas. This is verbatim we saw from the Ran, Baba Kama, Yerushalmi. Okay. Watch this. Venirin Vram, they came in the Talib Sula Ba'olin, Shane Apostle, Achinifer to Ruban, Verov, Kol Ola, Ba'ola. That's a tosefta, rov olav. V'chein bedin. Lon gara min nashu mixas olav, shu kosher, du midarava, right? Shavin heim. Exactly, this is the sheer claw that came from the Ritva. Esrik this, Hadas this, Avrava Tzavtzava, otherwise they're all the same. Okay? Because it's Shkiach, it's Mamash, Kamad verbatim, Kamusha, Nishimach this Alelula, who kosher, Shiua Machusa Alan, Levik Ufta, Ukhade Be'inan, Bahadas, this line was not found in Iran, Sheye Kulo Ovos, Vim Nashim Mixas Ola, Apostle Fein Shmo Olav. This we didn't have in Iran. Right? We didn't have this in Iran. Iran never said that. The Iran never said that. The Ritual Lishitaso, you need Kulo, like his Rebbe. Everyone should follow their Rebbe, right? Let's take a look at what the Rebbe said. We're not learning Hadas yet as such, but we have to touch it a little bit because otherwise you can't get a full. Here we go. Where's the quote of the Rebbe? Mori Neru says, "Chiyamina binan kulo avos, kol hashir miminavos." Absolutely, kol hashir, not half, not rov hashir, kol hashir. So you need kol hashir by a rovis, excuse me, by hadasin. You need kol hashir by lulav as well. That's the psak of the Ritva who follows his Rebbe. The Ra'ah. Can't blame him. You're supposed to follow your Rebbe. But how do we paskin, Rebbe Osai? Look at Tofresh Memvov, Sif Hei, just for a minute. Again, we're not learning Hadassana as such, but we have to see a little bit just to see what's to understand what's going on over here. Sif Hei, L'mitzvah b'inan kol shiro rechadashi yavos, ulikuva berubo. We paskin rov is enough. So according to the Ritva, who compares Hadat to Hadass, should have to have a rov shedra, as the Bialacha suggested. The Ran passes like Tzine Harabaza. He passes even a Miut, as the Vilna Gaon said. And even if you say that the Ran learned from Hadas, as the Bialacha said, but he requires Hadas should be Kulo Avos, because he quotes the Ra'ah. Take a look in the Ran, Tes Vavam and Beis, or Mem Gimel. I'll just have to see things inside. Mem Gimel. See what he says. Avala Ra'oz al Kol, it's in the narrow lines on the right, a little more than halfway down. Ra'oz al Kol Sova the Chiyamina Binan Kule Avos She Kol Ashir Mimin Avos, the entire Shir, the entire Shir. Okay. And the Ramah, at the end of this paragraph, the Ran is machmir, like the Ra'ah. Even if one of the three fall off. So therefore, you need what? You need a full shear of three tefachim covered. If that's the case, you need a full shear of four tefachim of the lulav, also covered. Also covered. And where do you begin the top, and where do you begin in the bottom? This four tefachim that has to be covered. Where? Look at the toast, Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Osai, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. This is what I asked you to see. You will have in the back, toast, Rabbeinu Peretz. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Here we go. Shedra Shalul of Tefach. The market Yisrael, Bryce and Messiah, the Rav Parnath, the Perkam Apelas, the Chosh Shun Tevach, the Chosh of Shedra Shalulav. Vitzorech li Zora Milamata, she you are all in Maschilin, Mero Shalulav, Vitzorech Dalit Fachim, Mimokom Sharoi Lichbos, Shloye Ufta, Pirish Eitz Yechidi. You only count the four Tfachim from the place where the Olim start to split off. And where, pray tell, the fourth tefachim end on top. Doesn't say. The Chazon Ish talks about that. Kuf Mem Vav. I'll read it to you. Mm-hmm. What do you count the four tefachim? Nireh de mimokom shtimis achdin beis hatiyomos meninon. You count from the place where the two top leaves come into one and they join the shedra. That's the definition of the shedra from on top. So we have the definition clearly marked on top and on the bottom. However, there were those who say that everything depends upon rov. Rov. Don't go into necessarily with a kol. But I want to talk about that maybe on Sunday, because now I want to talk about the parasha a little bit. So then on Sunday we'll try to start with the other shita that maybe rov is the correct shita. And then we're going to go on to the other psula lulav as we go. I'd love to finish it by Tuesday maybe. I don't think we can. You'll be finished tomorrow with comments by then, I hope. Yeah, we get new ones by Tuesday, maybe. Maybe, okay. So, you gotta, you know, not rushing. We still have to move a little bit. Okay. So we have two things to talk about really today: Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Shkolim, two Sifrei Torah. The Parsha Mishpatim, I want to share with you something that happened a while ago. You know, you probably are familiar a little bit with what they call today the Me Too scandals that are going on. And unfortunately, the Orthodox community is not totally immune to some of these scandals as well, as painful as it may be. So I received a question, one of those conference calls I do for the Young Israel Rabbanim: how is it possible Torah sanctions what goes on in Parshas Mishpatim? V'chi yimkor ish es bito liyomo b'ktana ha-kosev medaber. What's going on over here? How can it be? How is it possible? The concept of Kiddusha Ktana is so foreign to us. We view it as, I mean, totally immoral. How can it be? That was the question that was asked to me. So I said, number one, let's start at the beginning. Although Kiddushei Ktana exists on the books, it doesn't exist in real life. I guess the best way I can show it to you, I guess, is in the Aruch HaShulchan. He's a man of the world. Sometimes these things which are obvious to us empirically are not found in print anywhere. It took the Aruch HaShulchan to write it. If I can find it, just for a minute. Happy to find this. Maybe it's find it, but so far I'm not succeeding. Abba was here. Kostra basena ba'a shulchan aruch. Mitzvah shalom lekadish es bito kshiktana ad shetagdol v'tom v'plon eni rotsa. V'yesh omen. T'nologa b'zman hazeh lekadish b'nosena v'aktanas mishum shonu b'golos v'en lanu tom et sipu k'day tzorich in the dunya. In the Ramah's day, he quotes from the earlier Shulchan Aruch Ramah from Bali Atosis, that say that there was things were so bad in medieval period in the Middle Ages, any day now a king can come and take the single girls away, or you'll never find enough money to marry her off, you need a certain dowry. Catch or catch can. If you have a young daughter, find a good chassan, and they get married even with a ketan. Abba bizmanenu, ein bekachin es aktanas. V'lo shamanu me'olam, mi shiekarish es aktana. V'nochonu, de b'shas isa, de osla kachak shiktanas. V'neg shimisratis, ein bezay iser, mikomakom, ein zanochon, v'chen aminik poshet bizmanenu b'medino seinu. What would you call someone who says that he married off his daughter, which is a ketana? What would you call him? So Shlomo Zalman called him a Russian. Shlomo Zalman, Yidat Tzadik, called him a Russian. What was the case? Yeah, you may remember this case. Crazy, crazy people. It was a spat between a divorce spat between a husband and a wife, which is unfortunately too common. So the husband was coached by some crazies in Borough Park to unleash the nuclear bomb. He said to his wife, I married off our daughter. To who? I'm not going to tell you until you give in on my whatever my demands are. It's this girl who's now 11 years old, and the father says he married her off, and he's believed, according to what says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, it's beating the Sadi Shazet, and he won't tell her. She's behind the eight ball. So the Gedolei Olam throughout the world tumbled with this child. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, one of his last, I know what year it was, one of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's last shuvas. I mean, it's about 1995 approximately. He wrote, the guy's not believed because ain other mason is atzma Russia. You're a Russia for saying you married off your child. I was told Yashiv didn't agree. Why is he a Russia? He's following the Talmudic dictum. But the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe we understand that the word Russia applies to him. There were many tshuvas written about this. Many, many tshuvas. Rabbi Ramanek was involved at the time. And I was involved because I was visiting Zalman and Henry Goldberger talking about it. But they said, I wrote a long tshuva to a Rabbi Ramanek, but he never came to get it from me. So actually, I was the one who took the tshuva from Rabbi Zalman and gave it to Rabbi Ramanek. Made a few copies first, of course. And that tshuva is a very big tshuva. Rabbi Shechter wrote about it too. Arguing with Rabbi Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, because every Gadol B'Torah was tumbling about this way back when, 1995 approximately. I thought the best tshuva was written by Rabbi Melinda with Shlita, which is printed in Divrei Mishpat, one of those annual journals. He said that the nemanus of a father to marry off his daughter is an extension of the nemanus of a person to say about himself or herself that I'm married. We call that Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah. Look at the Gemara, the two Gemaras next to each other, and the dinim are the same. When it comes to Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah, as opposed to real Eidus, an Amasla works. Amasla means you can Litaritz Diburo, I only said it for a certain reason, I didn't really mean it. Like if a woman says she's a Nida, she had a fight with her husband, she didn't really mean it, so Amasla works. So Melinowitz argued, I think convincingly, that's what we pass, like it's like Chachmi Provancia, it's a whole long story, I'm not going into the details now. And whenever our masla works, we have a right to say, we can put in our masla. Bezdin. This guy didn't mean, he never married off his daughter, he's full of baloney, he's just trying to threaten his wife in the Yaguda span. But that was the best shot, why he's not believed. To the best of my knowledge, the husband, to my knowledge, never identified the so-called husband, and she got married anyway. To the best of my knowledge, I never followed the case directly, but I'm just giving an example. So that's a Russian. But because times have changed. But at the time of the biblical times, and don't think biblical, prehistoric times, cavemen, blah, 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 blah. Balei HaTosfos lived in the Middle Ages. They said the same thing. That's what he's calling over here. Shulchan Aruch said the same thing. Living in the, to give the expression, Renaissance period. 16th century. It's printed even then. Aruch HaShulchan lived in the 19th century. No, 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 no more. The purpose was not for the chalila v'chas abuse of a child, child abuse, as I was accused of the Torah said. It was child welfare to help the child. You have a daughter, otherwise she's not going to get married. The assumption of the Torah is lo tov heyosa adam levado. Now in today's world, that's not taken for granted either. So you're single, so what? Well, the way they conduct themselves is single, so what? Okay. But I was at a YU Connect event yesterday, as many of you may know. And after the lady comes over to introduce you to her daughter, and the daughter is in the late 20s, this is Shidduch, and she has a son. I said, let me see your son. She says to me, sadly, my son is not from. He's only looking for a long-term relationship, not looking to get married. That's the world we live in. I said, if that's allowed, you don't have to get married. So then the whole world's changed. But I'm not getting into that world. We're still... So that's how I defended what the Torah said. It's not chalil child abuse. On the contrary, it's child welfare. If you don't marry off at this young age, in those times anyway, you won't be able to find a shidduch later for the lack of dowry, or we're in golus, which means the goyim can come and try to kill us, and presumably a married couple is safer than singles. Alright, can't find a shidduch later on. Catch will catch can. That's how I wanted to defend what it says over here. I think it's a very important defense. A very important defense. And we cannot assume that the Torah's laws are chalila immoral. We have here Eved Ivri, for example. That's how the Torah begins before you get there. Oi, slavery. You don't think much of the Kiddushin. Kolakone Eved Ivri, what? Kakona on the Atmo. The famous Rishon, you have two pillows, one for you, have only one pillow. He gets it, you sleep without a pillow. Hey, this didn't go on down south before Abraham Lincoln. And even in Eved Kanani, you can't just hit him like this, right? Yaakov Hashemit, you would get killed for killing an Eved Kanani. That wasn't the way in the pre-Lincoln days either. So we have to understand that we have a system of laws, and we cannot say that the system of laws is an immoral system. It may rub us the wrong way, but number one, we take into account that we don't fully grasp the Torah's reasons for all these things. I believe it was the late Rabbi Nissen Alpertzal, it's the Chumashirim here. Why did Mishpatim start with Eved Ivri? All places to start. He explained, you see the Chochmas HaTorah, they had to take care of the Eved, right? If you look at the very beginning, Ki Sikne Eved Ivri, Bezdin Machru Bignei Vaso. So in America, if you steal, they put you in jail. And you rot in jail. And you become a hardened criminal, and you go out and you kill people afterwards. We want to rehabilitate the gun. What are you doing? Put him in a nice home. He has an Odon, and he has a Hafti, he has a Doni, he has Ishti, he has Bonai. All these three things. Pum Faker, I told these questioners. The laws of how you treat a wife, guess where they're derived from? Omavriya. Sheruk Susa Vanasu Igor, Omavriya. Don't tell me it's an abusive relationship. To the contrary, the beautiful spouse relationship is derived from these halachas of La Igor from Omavriya. So everything in the Torah is a cheshman. You take care of the ganav, you take care of the master, take care of the. It's all figured out. Just that in today's world we don't like it. Okay, so things do change. We don't have Kedusha Ketana anymore. You're a Rosh according to Mishlam Zalman. We don't have slavery anymore. Not Eved Ivri, not Eved Ketana. Eved Ivri might be legal even after Abraham Lincoln. Eved Ketana is only legal in Sudan. Eved Ketana, Sudan. We spoke about that once. So I'm not going to the Sudanese parasha anymore. But Eved Ivri was good for the Eved to rehabilitate it. Wanted to make that comment as far as the Parsha Mishpatim. There's so much we can talk forever. This is just the tip of the iceberg, the first Aliyah. First Aliyah. And once we're in the first Aliyah, I tell you one more word for Rav Schwab, Zechvara Levrach. We have the following psukim. Umake ovev ima mos yumos. Vagon ev ishim mechor ven isigod mos yumos. Umekal ovev ima mos yumos. A strange series of psukim. Two about Avav Imo. In the middle, Gonei Vishal Mechoro. What's going on over here? So Rashi already comments. Rashi already comments on this. And Rashi says as follows. Listen carefully. Rashi says, Hifsik ha'inyan, because of the gonadish ben maka of avimo makal avimo, ben nirali, hainu plukta de maris of a makshinan akol leklala, u masalova makshinan, senhedin peheim ed beis. It's a question, we're not going into the details. But why in heaven's name does it say it? Why? I believe Rabbi Schwab's on this parish of Chumash is the following. He says, how is it possible a person is mamish, maka over the emo? Even Mekala is hard to understand. But maka? How can it be? So he had a very fascinating suggestion. He said, the gonev isha mecharo literally means, of course, kidnapping. We're not discussing, right? Kidnapping is chai misa. This is those tikkun of the terrorist of last week. Is this? It's a little kasha. First Rashi says, Ozen Shoshama Bar Sinai, Lo Tignov, that's very shver, because that's Tignov Nefashis, as Rashi said there. Here's Tignovu, someone with Magi and Rashi. That's not for them. So I think, again, Rav Shah believes in something like along these lines. When you bring up a son, bring up a child, you have to give the child space. You cannot crush your child. You cannot put your child in a straitjacket. And Rabbi Volba has in his beautiful sefer on Chinuch, it's called Planting and Building, the English version, and it's Zriya Binyan Tzmicha, or Zriya B'Chinuch, the Hebrew version. And I used to hear this on its originally auto cassette tape version. Yes, it was a Beis HaMusa of Rabbi Volba's headed, and I had a connection to the Lehman family. The Lehman family actually supported it, because they knew each other from Sweden. Both Rabbi Volba and his Lehmans ended up in Sweden during World War II. How Sweden was somehow safe from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. So we got these two tapes, and my wife and I, we had a handful of children, and they were not, they say children don't grow on trees. One of our sons actually grew on trees, so he climbed trees, but they were a rambunctious bunch. It was not easy bringing them up. Baruch Hashem. We davened a lot. So, we kept hearing these tapes over and over and over again. They kept saying, if you will treat your son with strict discipline, and at first grant you're the winner, because he'll get the best grades on the tests in school. He'll be the best behaved in shul. Ooh, you know, the real strict education, which I sometimes call Victorian. You know, the disciplinarians of we read about in two continents. You read about it either in Charles Dickens or Mark Twain in the Victorian era. You made one mistake. Have you read that in high school? The switch. Yeah, that's you bring up with discipline. You're bringing up our brothers and robots. And as soon as they can get out of from under your thumb, they'll rebel. You have to bring up your son with love, with understanding. Let him branch off. That's where Rav Volba's safer. It's binyan. There are red lines, like an architect has to build. You can't go off, the whole building will collapse. But there's also improvisation. Smicha, Zriya, tree. What did we just learn in Lulav? The tree goes this way. I want it to go this way. It doesn't help. You can't tie it together anymore. We have to tie together the halacha with the hashkaf. You can't tie it together. You both. That's my pshat. Just briefly, we said vigata lebincha b'yom olema. We read it Pasha's bow. I think we're still on vacation, right? We didn't speak about it on Thursday, so I'm giving it now. So stira galuya. Because we read last week, as you probably remember, in Rashi, Kosoma le Beisaga Mesaga le Bnei Yisrael, Amir is Lashon Raka, Haggadah is Lashon Kosher. Remember that? Rashi, men and women, right? But Vigadah to Lamar, within five words, is a contradiction. Kosher, the Orachayim is the Kosher. So my answer was, you need both. The beginning of raising children has to be Vigadah to. Sonny boy, you can't cross the street. Daddy, I want to. No! No negotiations over here. You go out to get killed by a car. No. And you can figure out the other blanks, the other no's we have to say. No, 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 no. But that's just, that's not chinuch. That's a prerequisite. Like you have in college, you have a prerequisite. That's only a prerequisite. The real chinuch is lemar. Amira Raka is the warmth that every parent must give his child. And we hope the child will feel the warmth to the parent too. In the book Off the Derech, which of Shechter called the Musa Sefer, all the interviewees that went off the Derech, not one of them felt a warm feeling to the parents. Not one. Take home lesson. If you want your kids to stay on the Derech, make sure they feel the warm feeling to you. Now you can't control it, but if you feel warmth to them, they'll likely feel warmth to you. Don't be such a strict disciplinarian. Much would have been said, we have to finish in a minute. So Rav Schwab Zal, if I understand correctly, said in his parish, a father who disciplines to the extreme is basically stealing his son. He's a gonavish. He's stealing his son. He's taking away his son's individuality, his son's spontaneity, his son's initiative and innovation, the alpidarko. If you steal that, chas v'chalila, the extreme could be that the son can curse the father, can hit the father. It's exactly what we are taught. You know, the Gemara says, "Hamakal if no gadol, yeh becherin." I'm like, cut. What's a no gadol? So the Rambam says 22 or 24. Bet Makidush, huh? What? The Ritva says more likely 13. A mitzvah. Okay. He may hit you back. Rabbi Volba writes that was then. Today, 4 years old, 5 years old, they're getting ready to rebel. We live in a different world. So you have to avoid stealing your son. Let him develop himself personally. Yes, there have to be red lines. You can't cross the street. You can't, you know, do other things that you bring up your children. But let's not forget the idea of giving him space. Give him space. Much more to be said, we're out of time. Have a good Shabbos. Zach, I have your phone number, so I'll call you.